Longtime activist Bob Massey is running in the Democratic primary for governor Tuesday against former Deval Patrick cabinet member Jay Gonzalez. WAMC asked Massey about his candidacy and his take on the recently passed criminal justice overhaul in Massachusetts.
This state faces some deep, long-term structural problems that are really starting to harm us, and we have wonderful opportunities if we had excellent forward-looking leadership, which I believe that is my record. So, you know, we just saw that 40% of Americans are experiencing hardship in a recent study. I know this is particularly true in Western Mass. I've been out here a lot. I know how people are struggling for wages and to build wealth. A lot of people are thinking of moving out because we don't have adequate economic development. We don't have adequate transportation. And I believe, if people look at my record, I have worked on deep structural problems. I'm an outsider, a movement leader, a person who's both a social justice activist who did a doctorate at Harvard Business School. And I think we're ready to move into the 21st century on renewable energy, on transportation, on single-payer health care. And so I believe I would bring a breath of fresh air and a lot of new energy to moving this state forward in the direction we must go.
So as far as your day one priorities as governor, what's on the top of your list?
Well, the very first thing is that in my inaugural speech, I want to point out that our economy globally is changing and that we need to think about the future of our economy and as bringing three things together: real economic prosperity for, you know, working families, number two, social justice, so that we are one commonwealth, we're all prospering, and number three, protecting and strengthening our environment. Now, I've led in all three of those areas, and I believe we need to understand that it's only with an integrated view over the long term. We got to drop the kind of 1980s view that Governor Baker has and realize that our opportunities are in bringing together the different parts of the economy. Let me give you an example. You know, if we improve transportation, we improve access to housing. Or if we improve education, we improve the long-term economic prospects for children and for workers. So things are linked. We are not acting as though they are. We are not making investments in the future. That's a basic rule for either government or a business or any social justice group. You got to be pointed toward the future. And I have a long record of looking in and seeing what we need to do. I led on climate change for 25 years. I've helped organize activist groups and investors to work with the biggest companies. I believe in a sustainable economy. And so I think that's where the world is going. And Massachusetts is making a mistake if we think we're somehow far ahead. We are actually behind across the board. And, you know, as I say, working families, lower income families are having trouble getting affording their rent or getting into a home, paying their health care, or finding a job with decent benefits. So I want to work on those problems both today and into the future.
Back in April, Governor Charlie Baker signed a sweeping overhaul of Massachusetts' criminal justice system into law. What's your take on that bill? Does it go far enough?
Well, first of all, he signed it, but he objected to it or didn't speak out. There was zero leadership on his part. The credit really goes to the hardworking members of the legislature who championed this. Look, I think it. I would like to reduce the number of mandatory minimums. There are pieces of this, but it does, thanks to the legislature and not the governor, it does lower or eliminate the use of solitary confinement. It reduces the so-called school-to-jail pipeline. It addresses fundamental issues of institutionalized racism and inequality built into our criminal justice system. But we do have a long way to go. I was in a prison recently where the inmates were saying they've cut all the programs that will allow them to be reintroduced to society, training, education, diploma. Some people had trained for the GED, and then they made it impossible for them to take it. So we have a ways to go in criminal justice.
Should you face Governor Charlie Baker in November, you'd be facing a very popular incumbent politician. What would your strategy be to take on an opponent like that?
Well, I don't accept that he's that popular. I mean, the Republican poll that keeps being pushed out there lumps together the people he thinks think he's doing a very good job with people who think he's doing an okay job, and they lump those two numbers and get something over 60%. So it's a mile wide. It's a tiny fraction of an inch deep, and this is going to be a referendum on his failure to lead. And by the way, it's not just going to be me if I win this primary. It's going to be a coordinated campaign with Elizabeth Warren, who won 600,000 more votes than Charlie, who raised $42 million last time, also with our extraordinary Attorney General, Maura Healey. This is going to be a comprehensive, progressive ticket with Elizabeth Warren, Maura Healey, and I hope me. And then people will say, you know what? Charlie's been there twiddling his thumbs. My life hasn't actually gotten better. I don't have better transportation. Healthcare costs are not going down. I still have trouble going to college or sending my kids to college. What has Charlie Baker done? Is he building a beautiful new transportation system that we can rely on? Is he moving forward on renewable energy? No, he wants to build pipelines. He's in the pocket of the fossil fuel industry. He is doing the work of our so-called public utilities that are really serving our investors. He's slowing solar. He has wimped out on wind. So, you know, this is a guy who may have, he may smile, but he doesn't come out into the public, doesn't come to any marches, has not had a single town meeting. So, you know, I'm going to run against him saying, come out wherever you are, Governor Baker. Please try to defend this record, which is inadequate for the times, either the challenges or the opportunities of the times. We need to get the country moving again, the state moving again, and for everybody, not just the people in the Boston elites that he spends most of his time with, who are doing fine and are whispering in his ear, telling him, well, just keep going down that path.